progress is being made in the expansion of a water district in Cass County. According to the Cass County Star-Gazette, the Cass Rural Water District approved an agreement last month during a board meeting that gives the district the right to provide service within a mile of the village of Chandlerville. The settlement voids an agreement from 2004 that was the basis for a decade-long federal lawsuit between the villages of Virginia and Chandlerville. Virginia sought over $400,000 in costs incurred from building a new water treatment plant to add Chandlerville to the CRWD customer base. Chandlerville pulled out of the agreement after balking at the water rates that were set in the agreement. In January of this year, the Illinois Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal by Virginia. The district completed a USDA grant application in March for full federal funding of the Sangamon Valley Township Waterline Project. According to Water District Chairman Jeff Costner, he says the CRWD continues to seek grant funding. Costner told us in mid-August the project is estimated to cost $705,000.
This extension project started about a year and a half ago when we had a few people that live on that route come to us and just said for the need for water. When you look at where you're going to run a water line, you try to look for where you could run your line and get your biggest bang for your buck. And so we didn't realize it, but after we'd had a public meeting with a group of people that are on this line, and wanted to see if there was any interest if we would run a line down there, and we had great interest in it. So right now the project looks like it's a go. We've got around 8.5 miles of pipe that we're going to put in, 4 and 6 inch, that will make its way down the highway and end up pretty close down to Chandlerville.
Costner added that in July, the Cass Rural Water Board signed agreements for legal and engineering services for the expansion project. He says easements still need to be acquired, but that construction could start by next summer.
You know, it's all about creating loops and being able to get water from other areas. Say, for instance, if the Virginia plant should go down, then we're able to bring water from Chandlerville back up to Virginia, or vice versa. That's just the way the whole rural water development starts to work, is how can we keep connecting the dots to help other municipalities in case of a crisis and somebody has a water plant go down.
Costner says Cass Rural Water currently has about 90 customers and sells water to Ashland. With the extension, he says the hope is to pick up another 30.
What makes a great bank? A family-friendly atmosphere. Hi, this is Amy Hacker with Premier Bank, and we believe our customers are like family to us. We have a friendly, qualified staff that enjoys helping you make the best banking choices. See what makes Premier Bank hometown proud. See us at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. You know what else we do? We provide services for about 170 adults with intellectual disabilities. Most come to our day programs Monday through Friday, and yes, some of them shred paper. We also have a residential program providing opportunities for individuals to live in our community 7 days a week, and we assist many more wherever they live. After all the talk about shredding paper, I know it's hard to believe that we do anything else, but we do. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
Jacksonville police received several reports of multiple shots fired at Walnut and Clay last night, the area where a woman was critically wounded from a gunshot wound to the chest early Sunday morning. Jacksonville Police Lieutenant Sean Walker, though, says police found no physical evidence of shots fired and no eyewitnesses. Police continue to investigate the Sunday shooting, but no arrests have been made. Jacksonville police reported one burglary last night. A resident in the 1000 block of Hackett reportedly told officers at around 5 o'clock that sometime between 3 p.m. and 4:40 yesterday, someone entered the residence and stole a wallet. It was located in a dumpster outside Clay Court, according to reports, with an undetermined amount of cash missing. Morgan County deputies made one arrest last night. 27-year-old John Pouch of the 300 block of South Fayette was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 6:45 p.m. for production of cannabis. Pouch has been released on bond. Tonight's Jacksonville City Council meeting includes a workshop discussion dedicating right-of-way on existing streets around Knollwood Retirement Village. Also during the workshop, aldermen will discuss the purchase of a new City of Jacksonville website design and development. A replacement of a sludge pump at the wastewater treatment plant is also on the discussion agenda. Resolutions for all three matters are scheduled to be voted on in the agenda. There are also two zoning amendments scheduled to be discussed and voted on at 767 Southwest and 228 West Walnut. The meeting gets underway at 6:30 in the commission room of the municipal building. A class action lawsuit filed by a group of deaf Illinois prisoners has been given the green light by a federal judge, according to the group Equip for Equality. Here's Greg Bishop from the Illinois News Network.
The suit alleges the Illinois Department of Corrections of systemic failure to provide accommodations to deaf and hard of hearing prisoners, including neglecting to provide sign language interpreters and other alternate forms of communication. Equip for Equality contends without the services, deaf and hard of hearing prisoners are endangered and deprived of meaningful access to religious services, health care, educational and vocational programs, telephones, televisions, library services, disciplinary proceedings, grievances, and pre-release programs. A spokesperson with the Illinois Department of Corrections says they do not comment on pending litigation. In Springfield, Greg Bishop, INN Radio.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Moore Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
News notes this morning. The regular monthly meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Jacksonville Airport Authority will be held at 5:30 this evening in the Terminal Building at the Jacksonville Municipal Airport. Jacksonville Area Center for Independent Living will hold a next Knowledge is Power workshop series from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. The topic is service animals. To register, call 245-8371. And the Illinois College men's basketball team will hold a Pack the House night at Leo's Pizza, with proceeds benefiting Coaches versus Cancer. Between 2 p.m. and midnight, dine-in and pickup orders can mention the Pack the House promotion when paying, and 15% of the profits from the sale will go to Coaches versus Cancer. From 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., members of the IC men's basketball team will be on hand as wait staff at Leo's.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.